From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Tapping into the deep vein of Indiana's power, coal mining. On this moment of Indiana history. In August 2007, amidst hourly updates on the fate of six coal miners trapped by a Utah mine collapse, word of another accident emerged, this time from the Hoosier State. Three workers in the Gibson mine, descending into an air shaft they were building, fell more than 500 feet to their death when the bucket lowering them was somehow upset. The mine, operated by the Gibson County Coal Company in Princeton, is one of seven active underground mines in Indiana, all of which are clustered in the southwestern corner of the state. The concentration of bituminous coal deposits in this area was found to be so significant that, at the turn of the 20th century, Gibson County's slogan was, "The home of coal, gas, and oil." With recent yields of almost 32 million metric tons a year, Indiana is still the nation's ninth largest producer of coal, which largely goes to fuel electric power plants. Most of Indiana's coal these days, however, is extracted from the Earth's surface, a practice known as strip mining. Underground mining reached its peak in the 1920s when the state's deepest and largest all-mechanical mine was the Deep Vein Mine, operated by the Princeton Mining Company. According to the Indiana Bureau of Mines, coal production has risen 83% nationally since 1970, while fatalities have dropped by 92%. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.